Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, girl, hey, welcome back to another episode of my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. And last week we had on Kelly Catrone. Literally, Kelly's mind is a national treasure. She is so wise and thought-provoking, but also hysterically funny. I will go on a word journey with Kelly Catrone any day of the week. What you got to listen to last week was like just literally every single dinner, every single lunch, every single time with Kelly, that is the way that we talk to one another. So I feel like you guys got to be like a fly on the wall of a Taylor Strecker, Kelly Catrone conversation. And I think it was nothing short of magical. The feedback was so positive, in fact, that we decided to do a part two. You guys loved it. We loved it. And quite frankly, I need more Kelly Catrone. So welcome to part two. In this episode, Kelly talks about, I asked her about Stephanie Pratt, and what she says is very interesting. We also end up having a rap battle, which like 8 Mile Eminem style. I'm not really sure how that happened, but you know, cocktails were involved. So I'm just going to blame it on the alcohol. And also Kelly has a couple opinions on an American Idol contestant. You know what? I'll let you listen to find out the rest. What was the shit with Stephanie Pratt?
Okay, so Stephanie Pratt was on a TV show called The Hills.
Yes, she was.
Which I was on.
Yes, you were. Very much so.
And her brother was on it, and her sister-in-law was on it, and Whitney Port, and Audrina, and Kristen Cavallari, and Bobby Trendy, and Brody.
Justin Bobby Trendy.
It was like Anna Nicole Smith. Sorry, I didn't really watch the show, and I didn't ever worked with.
Well, when you're on something, you don't watch it. That makes sense.
I don't know. I was never on TV before I was on that show, and I didn't even have cable. It was MTV's cable.
That's true.
I didn't have cable.
So Stephanie went on some podcast.
No, that's not what happened. There was a precursor to why I did that podcast. Simone, I would like you to be my backup singer and say, when I say true or false, and don't try to avoid me because you're around the corner and I can't see you yet. Okay. Nobody's here. Okay, so the Stephanie Pratt interview. You were around when I did it?
True.
Okay. And there's somebody named Amy Sugarman.
True.
And Amy Sugarman worked with Ryan Seacrest.
True.
True.
Yeah. And when I was on America's Next Top Model, go ahead. My daughter wanted to go to some Nickelodeon iHeart function. I didn't know what it was. And I didn't know it was like the hardest ticket in town.
True.
And I ended up backstage and Amy Sugarman was crossing my path. And she said, "Hey, how's it going?" And I said,
"Not so great."
Not so great. Meaning like I'm an ungrateful cunt bitch from outer space because I have no idea that these tickets are the hardest things to go. And I don't even know why I'm in the seats that I'm sitting in. I've had two drinks. I hate my life. I'm in downtown LA and I'm like, but days went by and I started seeing the press on the thing that I was at. I don't remember. Was it like Kids' Choice Awards, I guess? Yeah. And then Nicole Kidman had green goop. I don't know what happened, but I realized like Oh my God, this might be like the Academy Awards for rich toddler kids in LA. And I think I was really rude. And I was aware, because I do have awareness, right?
Very true.
Right. So I was aware that I sounded like a stupid bitch and an ungrateful person. And I felt bad. And then I was busy and it was after 3 days. And then it's like hot potato. You don't know what to do. Do you call the person to apologize for your bad manners and not responding sooner? Right. Acknowledge their greatness. Like all of that stuff. Like that's something to think about. But anyway, let it go like most people do. So the cavity turned into a root canal, which turned into caps. And next thing you know, I get a phone call from Amy Sugarman. True or false?
True.
I don't say you in the face.
And she says, "Hey, Kelly, it's Amy Sugarman." I didn't get the message. You guys gave it to me. Amy Sugarman called the office and said she wants to speak to you about a podcast she's working on. And I thought, I owe this girl an apology.
Fair.
This is my time to say, hey, the last time I saw you in person was 10 years ago. And I know we've been in touch like for whatever, but not, we're not friends. So, but we know each other in the web, the matrix of our lives. But I just wanted to say that looking back on that night, I feel like I was rude and I didn't really understand how great the seats were. And I feel like I was unappreciative. Like, I want to let her know that, you know, and like really, because she went out of her way to help me and I didn't know what I was asking for. I thought it was like, can I get like, can you supersize that? I didn't think it was like, can I come to the Oscars for people under 20? I didn't know that's what I was asking. Right. And so I called her back and she was like, "Hey, how are you?" Like very LA, like nothing had happened. And I was like, "Oh, I'm good." And she's like, "Hey, I'm working on this podcast with Stephanie Pratt and we would really love," and then some guy, I don't know if you know him. "No, I don't know him." "Oh, yes, you do." I go, "No, I don't watch TV." Goes back and forth. I still don't know his name. I said, "No, I don't." And she goes, "Well, we'd love to have you on." And I said, "To be honest, Amy, I have no desire to go on the show at all."
Fair.
"The only reason I will do this is because I feel that I was rude to you. You know, when you got us these tickets and I saw you backstage, I felt like I was rude. And I feel like I will do it for you as a way of saying I'm sorry for how I responded to your generosity. So I'll put myself in this position and I'll do it. But I haven't done any press, not about Lauren, not about Whitney, not about anybody.
Like, right.
I haven't done recurrings. I haven't done any of the stuff that's been brought up. But I felt like for Amy Sugarman, I should do that based on my bad behavior.
Okay.
Okay. So I just thought I was going to go on and people were going to be like, "Oh, that was stupid. Ha, ha, ha." So I go and I do the interview. You were there. We did it from my country house.
Yeah, I was in the room. True.
Yeah.
True.
And then she goes, "You ruined..." I don't know. You have to go to the transcript. But the gist of it was, "I can't believe that you ruined my dreams of being a designer." And I was like, oh my God. Because if I'm just going to be myself, like people think I'm mean on Top Model. They don't realize I'm very reserved. And I am like, oh my God. And I'm just like, I don't even know what to say. And she's like, she goes, "You destroyed me. I worked for you." And I said, "What are you talking about? You never worked for me." "I did too. I came there every day." I said, "No, you did not. I have a camera outside my office. You're nowhere to be found on the tape." And I said, "You had a paycheck from a company called Viacom, V-I-A-C-O-M, /MTV. Okay, maybe your agents or your manager cut it to you.
Yeah.
But it never came from People's Revolution, sweetie. Okay, you've never been on my payroll. You never worked for me. I would have never hired you. It was the producer's idea to bring you on."
Yeah.
And I said, "She's not making any sense." And they said, "Just go along and hire her. On her resume, she said that she's fluent in French. We know you speak French. Throw a couple French words at her, and then we'll make Lauren fire her on the next episode." And I said, "Okay." And so I tried to have that conversation with her. And
like an honest conversation.
Well, I haven't heard it. I didn't listen to it, but I have been... My inbox is on the blow up. Just like, "Hey, I always thought you were a bitch," or "Blah, blah, blah," or "I knew you were smart, but like, I'm really sorry that you had to do that Stephanie Pratt interview. We feel really bad for her. She's delusional."
Yeah.
She's clearly never worked at People's Revolution.
Yeah.
So here's a little thing we could do on the show.
Okay.
It's a challenge.
Okay. Hey guys, it's time to talk about one of our sponsors, FabFitFun. Oh, you know I'm a FabFitFun girl. And right now, their 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is on sale. and it's a goodie. Every single time it comes, it's a goodie. I am telling you, I love FabFitFun. I get excited every time it shows up to my door, and I use everything inside of it. It is just, it's the best. If you haven't signed up already, I don't know what you're doing with your life. If you don't know, let me explain. FabFitFun is a women's lifestyle subscription box filled with full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and wellness products, and it's sent straight to your doorstep each season. It really is like getting a Christmas stocking, like a really good one that like a super cool friend of yours picked out for you 4 times a year. I'm obsessed. I know this sounds like a gimmick, but I'm absolutely serious. These boxes sell out fast, so sign up today for yours, especially because some of the items are actually customizable, and that's also where you don't want to miss out on like these amazing products. For example, okay, I'm going to go through my favorite things that are in my box. And again, I always say this, but it's true. Everything in here is my favorite, but okay. So it comes with this adorable navy and like cream white plush plaid scarf. I don't know if it's cashmere, but it feels like cashmere. And honestly, that's all that matters. And nothing screams to me like fall, like a gorge scarf. So I'm so excited. Plus navy blue looks so amazing on me. And navy blue is like the new black. Hashtag just saying. Also in my box. And this is what I love too is, you know, I always say it's like beauty and it's fashion and it's home. But like, here's a perfect example. So mine also came with a twine cheese board with plate. I don't know about you, but I love a cheese board. My favorite thing to do in the fall is to go apple picking and bring wine with me, usually Sancerre. And like, I honestly, I could even like use my scarf to like sit on, and I'm like sitting in the apple orchards, like drinking my wine, eating fresh apples. And I always bring cheese with me, and I'm going to bring my cheese plate with me. I cannot wait. They have Harper and Ari exfoliating sugar cubes. And I'm telling you, they smell so good. I'm drooling right now, and I'm having a hard time not eating them. I know I can't eat them because they're not for eating. They're for your body. But they smell so good, I want to put one in my mouth. I'm going to lick one right now. It actually does taste good. But it's not for eating. But actually, maybe you could eat it. I mean, listen, I don't recommend eating it, but I find it delicious. I'm also really hungry for dinner right now, so maybe that's what's going on. The FabFitFun box, it retails for $49.99, but it always has a value over $200. And I promise you, that is always accurate. And that's at least $200. So right now, use my coupon code STRECKER, STRECKER, for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Again, use coupon code STRECKER, STRECKER, for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com.
All right, let's do a Stephanie Pratt challenge.
Done.
You do it. It's your show.
Yes.
So based on the interview, what would the challenge be? Paste up.
The challenge would be...
Hey, Stephanie Pratt.
Oh,
Hey, Stephanie
Pratt. Hey, Stephanie,
come on. No. Hey, Stephanie Pratt. I'm gonna do it. Go ahead.
Do it. No.
No, you repeat after me.
Okay. So
it was supposed to be comedy, and now you're ruining it. Okay, so go ahead.
All right, go.
You say, hey, Stephanie Pratt.
No, you tell me what to do.
I just did. Say, hey, Stephanie Pratt.
Hey, Stephanie Pratt.
I heard your podcast.
I heard your podcast.
With Kelly Catrone. And you insisted on the fact you worked at People's Revolution.
And you insisted on the fact that you worked at People's Revolution.
And we believe you.
And we believe you.
And so we would like to open our hearts and our arms.
And so we would like to open our hearts and our arms.
To you.
To you.
And use.
And use.
The platform of.
This platform of my podcast, Taste of Taylor. To.
Correct.
Have you come here and set the record straight.
Correct.
Yes.
And. She could do that by bringing pay stubs.
And you could do that by bringing, actually, yeah. Could you bring any sort of receipts, anything that you have?
No, pay stubs. No.
Could you bring motherfucking pay stubs?
From People's Revolution. From People's Revolution.
Bring, and while we're on the topic.
No. You're not being media trained. I'm a publicist. I'm trying to help you. Just be like, please bring a copy of your pay stub.
Oh, I have to say it like that in that voice.
No, that voice. Just you were going, and any receipt. We're not asking for any receipt.
And please bring a copy of your pay stub. Just so
from People's Revolution.
To help you out in this process.
No, we're not nice.
I thought I was PR-ing her. I thought you said we were being nice.
No, you're saying we would like to invite you to come on the show and help you explain what happened. Yeah. So please bring a copy of your People's Revolution pay stub. Not your bus pass to San Jose. Okay. Your People's Revolution
pay stub.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I'm California, People's Revolution or New York.
Yep.
Same or thing. Anywhere else I might be incorporated and not know at this point. But I'm serious. Like, let's do that. And I mean,
and then will you pop out of the closet?
I mean, I'll do fucking fat girl car wheels all the way down my fucking office with flags of my favorite country leggings.
So when she does
I don't really care.
And you're just and then you leave. And then where were you in that moment afterwards? You were
on the podcast?
No. Did you get up and leave?
I was on the phone. Simone and I were in my country house.
Did you hang up?
Simone, I mean, I waited for them to hang up.
That's polite.
I didn't want to because I didn't want anything to be misinterpreted, like that I was hanging up, right? I just waited till the end.
And you said, and so are you done now?
No, I don't think so. I think it was like, well, thanks for calling, blah, blah, blah. And then I don't think anybody said, maybe Amy said, I don't remember. Hey, thanks so much. We'll call you soon.
So it was an ambush.
No, it wasn't an ambush. It was, I made a conscious decision to do the Stephanie Pratt podcast because I respect and love and felt like I owed an amends to Amy Sugarman, her producer, who I think is a really rad, fierce bitch.
Yes.
That I love and respect. And I felt that I was poorly behaved because she assisted my daughter and I to get tickets to something that I didn't understand. It was like the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. Yes. I thought it was like a bullshit event where people got gooped. I didn't realize it was like the Oscars for
kids.
Celebrity children. Yes. Or celebrity kids like Vanessa Hudgens at the time, under 25. I didn't know. I don't watch TV. And so when she said, how are your seats? I didn't realize it being like three rows behind Nicole Kidman was good.
Oh,
I felt like I'm on MTV. I should be in front of Nicole Kidman. I mean, she's like a Scientologist. She didn't do that really cool Netflix show yet. It'd been a while. With the Reese Witherspoon thing. I mean, I didn't know. I'm from Syracuse. I didn't know what the fuck. And I just felt like I was disgruntled. And after I left, I saw the press, to be clear. And I was like, whoa. That was some heavy shit. My behavior in retrospect was unacceptable. And I feel bad. And I didn't motor to make a proper amends in the moment. And so years went by. And when I got a phone call from Amy Sugarman to tell me, hey, we'd love to have you on this podcast. Of course, I don't give a shit. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. Why do I want to be on Stephanie Pratt's podcast? Pratt's podcast. I don't care. I don't even know her. She fakely worked for me for a day and a half. But according to her, she worked for me for 3 months. But I didn't care. It had nothing to do with her or her co-host, who I didn't know. And I still don't know. And I've never met him. But he has a really great voice. And he's like, well, Kelly, you might want to rethink this. It's like, you're 27 and you're from Australia or, I don't know, New Zealand or wherever your Kiwi moment is from. You can shut the fuck up, sweetie. I'm a communications expert. You don't even know what the fuck is being said. So to be clear, I did the interview for Amy Sugarman. And, yeah. Who is the country person who I hate? Not hate.
Oh, Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken.
Hey, guys, it's time to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors. I'm so here for the sponsor. So I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're amazing. They're called Orate, and they are a fine jewelry made in New York City company founded by women for women. And they have gorgeous jewelry. They've got statement stuff. They've got classic every single day wear. They've got wedding stuff. They've got it all. Orate was actually started by two friends over brunch. I love this story. And one of them got a green finger from a really overpriced ring. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it's happened to me. And it's like the most frustrating thing ever. Like, fine, if you're buying stuff that's like cheapy cheap, it's like, I mean, I guess you kind of expect it. But when you're paying like good money for jewelry and it turns your finger, it's really unacceptable. Anyway, so it sparked a conversation about how they were fed up with the traditional jewelry market. And that's the thing, is that, you know, real gold and fine quality jewelry, it's either like not high quality or it's incredibly expensive. Well, guess what? Orate hacked the jewelry market, making real gold accessible to all. Because Orate sells directly to you without the middleman markup. I'm telling you, those middlemen are always getting in the way. And I feel like now we live in a time where we're like learning how to cut them out. And Orate is doing it for fine jewelry. So because they've knocked out the middleman, they can offer the same quality as traditional Fifth Avenue brands at a fraction of the cost. So what you're getting is affordable price, but it's super high quality. And because it's high quality, yes, real gold, you can wear it and never have to take it off. Shower with it, do the dishes with it, go to the gym with it, sleep, cook, anything. It's jewelry for life. And aside from the quality, the style is just gorgeous. I recently got the Midi stackable diamond ring in rose gold, and it is so delicate. The diamond in the middle, I mean, you'll see it online, but I'm telling you, it's even more impressive in person. It sparkles for days. It's a diamond. And I'm also obsessed with the floating diamond ring because it's like edgy, but classic and chic all at the same time. Oh, I'm obsessed with it. That's my next purchase for sure. The floating diamond ring and gold. And then for my girlfriend, I'm going to get her the simple opal ring because she's completely obsessed with it. And that's the thing too. It's like, it's the kind of stuff that you can actually buy as a gift and you know it's great quality, but it's not going to totally break the bank. Orate is my new go-to jewelry store. Thank you very much. And right now for 15% off your first Orate purchase, go to oratenewyork.com/TOT and use my promo code TOT. Again, for 15% off your first Orate purchase, go to oratenewyork.com. And this is how you spell Orate, okay? It's A-U, like gold, R-A-T-E, newyork.com. Again, that's A-U-R-A-T-E, newyork.com/TOT. And make sure you use that promo code T-O-T. And now, back to the podcast.
Let's just do a Clay Aiken flashback. Let's just
fine,
do it.
Let's do it. I mean,
all
listen,
right, go.
Clay
this
and
is
I.
Edit. No, you're Clay, friends with him.
We don't speak anymore. The second I got fired from Sirius, done.
Oh, he didn't talk to you anymore?
Never again.
Okay. I'm so happy. No, let's change the word okay to O'Clay.
O'Clay.
Let's put a nail in the middle.
Oh, shit. Here we
just
go.
Just for longevity. Longhorn style cowboy fucking. What stupid show was he on?
American Idol.
Okay. That was a show. I guess it was good for Kelly Clarkson.
It was good for lots of people. But yeah, I mean, he was like, so who? He's known.
Who else?
Blondie, country. Headlight. You know, Carrie Underwood.
She had the accident girl. Hey, I don't want to say that. That's horrible. Okay. All right. So Clay Aiken won what, American
no,
Idol?
Clay Aiken is...
he won or he was a runner-up?
He's number one at being number two. So he's always number two. That's like a
he's
slogan.
He's the Susan Lucci of country music.
Yes. Honey, you go,
that's
girl. It's
PR.
Fun. It's fun. I got fired. Okay. I heard from everybody. Speaking
I would like
of,
to. I'd like to do a special. You. No, I'd like to do a special because yes. When you got fired, I was the only bitch that was there for you.
You were incredible.
Because you never call me for fun. When shit hits the fan, they're like, I'm calling Kelly Catron. Simone, do people only call me when they get sued or
bullshit.
About to be fired?
Do I not hang out Simone. With Kelly and have fun?
No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about anybody that is a friend of mine. Simone. Do people only that are my deep, deep friends, because they know we're psychically connected always. They never call me to say, do you want to catch a movie? They know.
Well, who? Catch have a movie? Know. And you don't even live
no,
in the city
no, no, no.
Anymore.
I'm alone all the time. Does anybody ever ask me anywhere?
Put your microphone in front of your face.
Does anybody ask me anywhere? No. When do they call me? When people are dying?
When shit hits the fan.
When somebody's being arrested?
Yeah, when shit hits the fan.
When there's a media crisis? Spiritual problem, witchcraft. I get called for the dark stuff. Go figure.
Well, for my firing, you were there, and guess who wasn't there?
Clay Aiken. Okay, I want to go back. I want to do called my achy breaky. Where are you, Clay Aiken heart? Because I'd like to go back to our interview.
Yes.
Because I don't know what happened. Because I came in there in a nice mood for free.
Yeah.
Okay. Way more famous than him. Sorry, at the moment.
Way more famous. No, not at the moment. Forever.
No. Not at the moment. But at the moment, yes. No, but not forever.
No, forever.
Oh, my God. These are really good.
Aren't they good? Did Very I make a good. Good cocktail?
I don't know what you're talking about. I want to go back to Clay Aiken. I'm a publicist. Okay. So I want to go back to the Clay special. So I come on. I'm in a really good mood. I'm happy to see you.
Yeah.
I don't know who the person is. He expects me to know who he is. It's nobody's fault.
So for point of reference real quick, so
he's like bald without a cowboy hat on.
So I'm on Sears.
Okay,
the
if he had a cowboy hat on or didn't, I would have said you're Dwight Yoakam or Garth Brooks. I don't watch TV. So I was just being nice.
So he's
he had
my
a southern
for the
accent.
Day.
I didn't want to scare him. He's
like, oh. my co-host for the day. And you come in as my friend and also guest of the show. And I really thought that you guys would be able to kind of get along because you're both, I thought, friends with Tyra. Because he told me he was friends with Tyra. And I know you are because of being on America's Next Top Model.
Well, I was her employee on that show, but I know her since she's 16.
But friendly.
So, no, I love her.
There you go. Right.
But I can't, I don't know, because I didn't even know, I don't even remember he said that. So after I left, after his ridiculousness,
well, that's how I, no, so,
that
so
didn't
wait,
even stick
wait,
on me.
No, no,
I never even asked Tyra. No, let's ask Tyra right now. Tyra, this is an audio file of Kelly Catrone. Are you friends with Clay Aiken? I don't know.
So okay. You came in and he was there and I don't remember what went down, but he said something like, oh, hey, you know, we're in the dark so you can take your sunglasses off. And you had sunglasses on because, hello,
it's like 6:30 in the morning,
Kelly.
During Fashion Week, probably.
Yeah, during Fashion
Week. Yeah, so I probably went to bed at 3 a.m.
And you kind of looked at him like, shut the fuck up. But you didn't say it.
But we also weren't being taped.
And so then we went on the air and
it's
was
not
awkward.
Like the country. It's not the Grand Old Opry, sweetie. You don't have to give descriptives like, oh, here she comes. She's coming in right now with her dark Johnny Cash Roy Orbison. I am Roy Orbison, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Lick the feet.
So we were on a break. So I immediately was trying to be like, oh, God, there's tension. And I don't know why. Clay kind of started it with a joke. And like, Kelly's just tired from Fashion Week and not here for it. So I've said, oh, my God, guys, you're both friends with Tyra Banks. And you were like,
I remember this.
Well, I'm friends with Tyra Banks. And then he was like, well, I'm friends with Tyra Banks. Mm-hmm. And you were like, no, you're not.
I'm sure he's not.
And which was such, I mean, no, he probably
I
isn't.
Mean, he might have met her like four times and had a Fig
Literally.
Newton with her. A Paul Newman Fig Newton.
A
Paul Newton Fig Newton.
But he was definitely, honestly, he came for you first with the sunglasses. Like, dude. Shut up.
All I know is I was just like, okay, they're probably trying to go like the bipolar panel. So we get Taylor, who's like this confused Christian girl who's like Greenwich, Connecticut, who might fuck a chick. And then we're going to get the Republican, like not good enough, but like enough for somebody at 6 a.m. who just wants a name they know on the way to work. But we don't have to pay more. Faking it till you're making it with the aching it. I'm a rapper.
That was pure poetry.
Thank you.
So yeah, you guys, you didn't mesh well. It was definitely, it was not lost on anybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, I mean, mesh. I couldn't
you
even
You guys hated each other's fucking
No,
mind.
I was like, why am I even here? I'm with the second runner-up.
And then
I produce more fashion shows in the history of anybody in New York City.
And then when
why
I got,
am I at Fashion Week with this fucking cowpoke douche?
And then when I got fired, he was the only person who didn't reach out to me. That was like a regular person in my
life.
Oh,
that's interesting.
And you were the first person to motherfucking call me. And you said to me, shut your mouth.
Don't
go on social media. Go on a vacation. That was the only thing I didn't do because I couldn't go on vacation.
I said, don't talk to anybody. Do you have enough money to live for 2 or 3 months? I didn't even say a year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And don't talk. Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Gandhi.
And you said, and get a goddamn good lawyer.
Yes.
And I did. And you connected me with somebody who it didn't work out with because they were hella expensive. So girl, you're doing it right. But I will say, she connected me with somebody who was affordable. And... Mm-hmm. It was, and they got me out of such a sticky situation.
Was that Regina? That was probably.
That was Regina. She was fucking amazing.
Phillips Neiser. Yeah. I love her.
And
she represented me in an intern case.
In an injury?
In an intern case.
Intern
in
case.
In a labor lawsuit.
Was that like one of the big ones?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about this.
We can't talk about it. No, we'll talk
about it. I can.
No, we can talk
about
it. No.
I can, but we'll be here like 7 more hours.
I know. Listen. You, Kelly, there's no question in my mind that you will be back for another podcast.
What?
You're going to be a fan favorite, for sure. I'm not even trying, guys.
I don't care.
That's why you're fucking amazing. But
why do you want people to like you?
Me?
Well, why? I mean, why? Why do you feel like if you're going to... I'm just going to tell everybody. Okay, you guys. Hey, it's Kelly Catrone. This is a separate thing. Just check the time. There's no time because we're
digital.
Kelly, it's
like an hour 45. Like these are normally 45 minutes long.
But this is not a podcast.
I'm like, do we still have...
This is our life.
This is a radio show is what this is.
It's not a radio show. We don't agree and subscribe to any of these old outdated systems.
I love you.
This is two chicks that have rudimentary technology. And I really want to emphasize the fact that it's feminist. We look like fucking astronauts in 1954 right now. Taylor is wearing a beautiful white long leg pants.
It's palazzo.
She looks so sexy.
It's palazzo.
With metallic shoes. I'm in a double face God's black caftan. Shocker. We're wearing headphones. We have cock ring purses, Zoom microphones, Ganesh iPhones. We have a lot of crazy shit going on here. Guys, we're doing our best to help the transformation of humanity. Join us, please, anytime, anywhere, with every breath that you take in the morning when you wake up, you know, right before you go to sleep on like 30 milligrams of 420 edibles available on our website right now in California, Colorado, Connecticut, New Jersey, and coming soon to other places near you. We're also going to get some really good candy makers to turn this bitch up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Down with these bootleggers, in with the drug dealers. Yeah. Bye-bye, Kennedys.
Kelly.
Hello, Marleys.
I love you. Thank you. I can't believe my Zoom lasted this long.
No, we're not done yet. We have a lot of other things to talk about.
We have to because we got to eat.
Let's go to a sex offender restaurant. Oh, wait. It's every restaurant in New York. With the exception of Tamarind.
Oh, let's go. Let's go support the sex offenders.
No, we're not supporting. No, we're not supporting.
I mean,
we're
the people going that to invested the, in the restaurant.
No, we're not. We're not. Kelly Catrone publicist stepping in on behalf of Taylor Strecker right now. All right. I'm so glad that she's not on Cosmo Radio and people can finally hear the truth. Ladies, gentlemen. Okay, whatever your charticle pronyms are or how you guys describe yourselves, please join us in the revolution to have a really good time and to laugh and really like pay reverence to your elders while simultaneously opening up your heart chakra and your arms for the next generation as we dance on this. What is this?
Podcast.
Live show. Radio.
Sure.
No, it is. No, because it's a podcast right now for you. But guess what?
It's live.
Everybody's going to hate this in 2 years. And they're going to be like, I'm so tired of listening to this shit. I want to hear live. I don't want to hear this anymore.
I want right now
my voice, Kelly Catrone. Simone, what's the date? It's almost August 2019. I'm just going to say it's almost August. I've been on the road. I've had Fashion Week, couture, men's, you know.
Oh, by the way, when's Fashion Week coming up?
September 6th, but we have other stuff going on. In what city? New York, Paris. We have Gogo Bordello going on tour.
Just, like,
we're doing like St. John.
Guess who?
Can you come with me? What do you?
Guess who I'm going on tour with? Nastasia Schroeder. I'm gonna open up.
Wait,
her,
what is she doing? I
her
don't
live
know.
Podcast tour.
The last time I saw her, she had on the internet. She had a breast reduction.
That's the last time I saw anything.
Yeah, but you love her.
I like Stassi. What's her name, Nastasia?
Well, you call her Nastasia Schroeder.
I do, because that should be her name. Like Nastasia Kinski.
But she's Stassi.
Okay, where is she going? What cities? Am I going to be near there?
Every country. World tour.
C-U-N-T-R-Y.
It's time to talk about one of our new sponsors, Warby Parker. I love Warby Parker. I've loved Warby Parker now for, I'm talking like over a decade. And I'm like so honored that they're part of the podcast now. So what's up, Warby Parker? So glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses. And the lenses that they have are anti-glare, anti-scratch coatings, and now they also have blue light filtering lenses available too. So automatically, I love their price point. It's really affordable. Glasses are normally in the hundreds of dollars range. Also, if you have an iPhone X, you can download Warby Parker's app where you can actually use their brand new virtual try-on, allowing you to try on glasses, seeing the realistic color, texture, and size of each style using just your phone. And this is the Warby Parker staple, and my favorite part of the entire experience is that they have a free home try-on program. So you go on their website, you pick out five pairs of glasses or sunglasses, you can mix and match, that you want to try, and then you can try them on for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy. It ships free and includes a prepaid return shipping label, so it's super, super easy. I wear glasses for style, which means no, I don't need a prescription. Don't judge me. My girlfriend, she needs glasses for real. She was going through a really hard time with her eyes recently, and they were like painfully hurting. And so she found out from her eye doctor that basically her eyes were straining, and it was like it was less about her vision, because her vision's pretty good, and it was a lot about blue light exposure. Anyway, I can't say enough nice things about Warby Parker. My only complaint is that when they send me five glasses, I wanted to buy all five pairs. That's my only complaint, is that they're all freaking adorable. Anyway, right now, head to warbyparker.com/Taylor to order your free home try-ons today. Again, just head to warbyparker.com/Taylor, that's T-A-Y-L-O-R, to order your free home try-ons today. You're going to be saying a thank you to me. She's going... all
you
over
know, Tammy Wynette said that. I'm going to put the cunt back in country.
Oh, Stassi would say that.
No, Tammy Wynette said it. We should...
all over the country.
Cunt back in country.
All over the cunt tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to see this great land of America that we live in. Sponsored by Clay Aiken.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking.
But wait, are we not selling this to a show? Like, isn't this like a Quigby? Oh,
yeah. No, it's sold out.
No, I'm talking about... Winnebago
Quibi.
Man.
Yeah.
No, you guys in Winnebago Man. Have you ever watched that show?
Okay. Yeah, I have. Kelly.
No, I'm talking about the outtakes. All right. That's different. Whatever. I don't want to be too smart.
No.
Don't overthink the audience.
No. I want you to keep this for like our private conversation, because I don't want people to hear this.
Okay, great. Let's go to dinner. I'm so happy. I'm exhausted. I hate everybody.com. No, I do. I hate everybody.com.
Do you love me?
Always.
I love you.
It's beyond love. There's no word for how I feel about you.
Did I get so lucky?
No, but real. In India, they say like Purusha is the word.
And it means?
Nothing. It means there is no life. There is no death. There is no existence. There's only this moment of knowing that everything is super electric and alive. And even though we don't have an I or a me or an us, we're just like vibrating together, and we know our fucking names, but nobody needs to talk.
I love you.
I'm serious, though.
I know.
Call Jim Carrey. He's on to this tip. I think he needs to, me, you, and Jim Carrey.
Really?
This is it. It's
what
a challenge.
What about Jenny McCarthy?
I don't give a shit about fucking Jenny McCarthy.
Me neither.
I mean, I don't. It's not that I don't care about her, but like, no, she's a Scorpio, whatever. Her. I don't care about him as a sexual.
Is a Scorpio.
I'm a Scorpio. I'm not talking about it like as a problem. Okay, good. Good luck. Okay, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about seriously. Like, Jim Carrey is acknowledging a consciousness beyond, even though he played God in a movie. That might have been what. Like, no, he's not. It's not a joke. The guy. If you look at his fucking Instagram. He's dropping truth, existential truth bombs. Google it. Existential. Spell it.
I can't.
If it were a spelling bee, existential.
E-X-S-T-X-E-X-E-S-T.
I hope you don't get arrested. This guys, is a trick. Did you Rohypnol me? This is.
No,
like,
did you Rohypnol me?
Are you working for the Panamanian government?
No, did you give me gummies? I feel
no.
fucked up.
No, I did not give you gummies. No, I did not. Maybe she did. Did she did you give Simone. Her gummies? I don't.
Simone roofied me with gummies.
No, she's not. Simone is like, she's like the trainer who doesn't work. I'm hungry too.
You
know what
you.
I'm hungry for?
Pizza.
Fucking reality, dude. I'm fucking hungry for people shaking things up. I'm hungry.
You're doing it.
I'd rather die. I really would rather get skinny from starvation of waiting for people to tell the truth. I will do a like an eat out. Which means I won't eat anybody up, but I'll sit there and not eat food. You wish. It means I will not eat any food, okay? Until people are willing to tell the truth.
Oh, me too. New diet.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'll fucking do it.
Okay.
Kelly, I love you.
Can we just, let's do a couple outros.
Okay. Kelly?
I'm gonna do mine.
Okay.
But wait. I'm going to do mine and see if you can actually follow along. We can edit all of this.
Of course.
I just want to say thank you so much, Taylor, for having me on. This is Kelly Catrone.
And this is Taylor Strecker signing off of this amazing podcast. Kelly, thank you so much for being my guest.
It's my pleasure. I just want to say something like, I don't want to say, what's the past tense for hey, girl, hey?
Like, bye, girl, bye.
You wish. I want to do a few raps.
Me too. I want you to lead them all, though.
You go ahead, though. You do the rap.
That's it for us, Kelly. This has been...
oh, you're going to toss? We're going to do job style? Let's do job style.
Existential crisis in a good way. Did I say that word right?
Okay. So is this an invitation for me to say yes? Or do you want me to just try to take a guess? Do you want to try to throw down like the white girl that you are? Do you want to try to rap in your fake Tesla car? Come on now. Try a double Dutch. Give it to me and your ivory and linen such with your metallic shoes. Didn't you bring any black boys behind you who are gonna sing the blues? Come on, Miss Taylor. I dare you to jump. Come on right now.
Hey, he's a mister. He's a mystery. He can't see her. Yeah.
His name was Shiva and he took locks. She said, I don't care about your hair. Just show me your cock. Bring it to me straight hearted and straight up. Whether you're an accountant, a lawyer, or some kind of b-boy and such. Just, you're listening to Taylor Strecker tonight. I don't care if you're black, gay, purple, green, or white. You better listen up because sometimes the truth is followed by laughter. And it's Kelly Catrone. And I hope you sleep with the angels in heaven happily ever after.
Oh, girl, fucking high, motherfucking five. Yes, yes,
what? Drop the mic. Chrissy Teigen, I will see you with LL Cool J. You fucking bitch, I'm coming for you.
That's the end.